Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. Faisal, we've been exploring the idea of alternative investments. What is an alternative investment, right? They've been around for a long time, but it's only recently that this has been available to retail investors, to average people in their portfolios, right? So what is it? We're going to explore a little bit about where it fits.
Yeah, this type of investment strategy has been part of large institutional pension plans. You know, the big money.
Yeah.
We always hear that out there now. It's the big money. These are the smart money and the big money have access to this. Why doesn't the average person have access to this? Well, it's available now. So we're introducing this, and we've been doing this for 10 years at least, introducing this type of strategy to our clients. I think it's important that we educate individuals upon what's the objective of these types of things. How does it protect you? How do you profit from it? And what's the purpose of your entire portfolio, especially when you're going into retirement?
It's an interesting question that we sometimes ask people that are retiring. If your retirement savings are your pension, right, to support your lifestyle, and if you look at real pensions, take the CPP, because we talk about that in our seminar all the time, and they've got a significant allocation to alternative investments.
Correct.
What do they know that we don't know, right?
Yeah.
Should we be treating our pension, our savings, with the same level of respect that big pension plans are?
Correct.
And that's what we want to explore. Why are we doing that? We've got a terrific guest, Michael Sager, who's a vice president, multi-asset and currency at CIBC Asset Management, also part of the Mars portfolio, if you will. Now, Michael, we started talking about it in the last segment. Here's what I want to explore to start this segment. Part of that name Mars is about absolute return. It's a multi-asset, absolute return strategy. I'd like you to speak to the goal of absolute return. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think about a traditional equity portfolio, its performance is always tied back to the underlying stock market. How did I do versus the TSX, for example? Or for a bond portfolio, how did I do versus Government of Canada Treasuries? Did I get a few basis points more or less? But it's always relative to that benchmark, that underlying index. For absolute return strategies, that's not relevant. In the Mars strategy, we're trying to achieve every year 5% plus cash. The cash rate is Government of Canada Treasury bills. So regardless of market conditions, whether equities are up, whether equities are down, we are trying to generate 5% plus that cash rate as an independent source of return to complement and to diversify all of those traditional equity or bond relative strategies. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does. Michael, I want us to kind of break down the portfolio in certain scenarios. The number one risk right now that we're hearing in the market is inflation. Now, my father's listening to this. This poor 76-year-old man doesn't have too much knowledge on this stuff. He kind of leaves it to me to take care of it for him. So let's break it down to my dad's level here. In a rising inflation market situation where people's prices are going up that has impact economically, what does the Mars strategy do to protect investors in a rising inflation market?
Well, what you have to do first and what we do is identify which assets are going to do well and which assets are going to struggle. So let's go through the list. Commodities, cyclical commodities, things like oil and copper tend to go up in price when inflation strengthens. So in the Mars portfolio, we're long oil, we're long copper. Let's think about another commodity, gold. Gold tends to protect portfolios, and it's done it for thousands of years. It tends to protect portfolios when inflation is going up. So we're long gold. Nominal bonds tend to do less well in periods of rising inflation. So in the Mars portfolio, we're not that exposed to nominal bonds. We have what are called index-linked or real bonds that outperform when inflation goes up. So the challenge is to understand what parts of the Mars portfolio and asset classes are going to do well, which are going to do less well, and then we can expose the portfolio to both sides of that, on the long side and the short side, and that's what we're doing.
This is why I like having Michael and this type of strategy on the show, because what our industry has basically told their clients is it's stocks, bonds, cash.
Yep.
And no matter what happens, just hang in there. Dave, just hang in there. Everything will be okay.
Right.
You don't have to think about what's going on in this period of time where there's high inflation. It'll work itself out. Here, let me show you a 30-year chart of how great the markets have done over 30 years. I have yet to meet someone who thinks that for 30 years out in there with their money. But that's the mindset of our industry. Just hang in there, cross your fingers, hope things work out for you. The Mars strategy actually has a strategy in place with a discipline in every market condition. This is why we wanted to bring you guys on the show. So, Michael, let's talk about where we are economically today. Inflation's going up. We are recovering from this pandemic, different periods in different parts of the world, but it's a recovery. It's an economic recovery. Manufacturing's moving up. That bodes well for equities. So when inflation is going up, not so good for equities. When the economy is recovering, good for equities. How does the Mars strategy handle that type of scenario when things are good but could be more expensive out there?
I think that's a great question, and context is always important. I think your two states of the world there are right. Real growth is great for equities because it boosts earnings. It boosts corporate earnings. So that's good. Inflation is less good because, for example, normally it leads the Bank of Canada to increase interest rates. And higher interest rates reduce the future value of those corporate earnings. So you've got this tug of war going on. Now, this time, we think that's a little bit different. You've got the strong growth. I think you're absolutely right. We're going to see some growth numbers over the next couple of quarters that haven't been printed since the 80s. Really strong. We agree that inflation is rising, but the big difference this time is the Bank of Canada. It's not going to be meaningfully increasing rates. So this time around, that mix of strong growth and a little bit more inflation is going to be perfectly good for equities. So I totally agree. I think equities over the next 1 to 2 years, particularly in Canada, are going to do just fine.
We have about 1 minute left before we have to go to break. Looking at this type of a portfolio, how does it fit in the conventional portfolios out there where most advisors will go 60% stock, 40% bonds?
Where does it fit in a traditional balanced portfolio?
Better question. Good job, buddy.
If you think of a traditional balanced portfolio, it's really concentrated. It's not exposed in any way to inflation, so it's not going to benefit or be protected from inflation. It's focused on growth. So allocating to Mars gives you diversification. It reduces the concentration of that core portfolio. It introduces additional return opportunities, but it also protects when volatility spikes, when equities are going down, when bonds are struggling. So it's that mix of enhancing return opportunities and diversifying against risks. That's where Mars fits.
Michael, I think we have to leave it there. I think you've done a very good job of trying to take a very complex topic and give, I think, our listeners and our viewers an opportunity to start digesting this and asking some questions. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
We've been joined by Michael Sager, who's the Vice President, Multi-Asset and Currency at CIBC Asset Management. We have been focused on alternative investing for a decade, right? Because we believe that it does add, as Michael said, a different layer of diversification and risk and return to the portfolio.
And that's why our portfolio over time has actually reduced volatility versus the market,
right,
has given better returns, has been able to reach people's goals, provide them their income that they need and we actually talk about all four of these buckets, the income, the growth, the healthcare costs in the future, estate and legacy concerns and tax, all this is included on our webinar that we're hosting on May 18th, 7 p.m. And you have to register online. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, don't go away. After the break, we'll be talking about aging neighborhoods in Calgary. Is the city's infrastructure ill-prepared for our seniors? You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.